from NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. We're listening to a track from the brand new album from Café Tacuba, the iconic Mexican band.
Now, the band really spans genres and is adored by millions in Mexico and throughout the Spanish-speaking world. And we have two members of Café Tacuba with us today, talking to us from their home in Mexico City.
Welcome Emmanuel Real Diaz, also known as Meme, and Enrique Rangel Arroyo, or Quique. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Unfortunately, the other two members of the band, Ruben Albarran and José Rangel Arroyo, Quique's brother, were not able to join us, but we're really happy to have you guys with us.
We're listening to the song Pájaro, or Bird, and I want to ask you, Meme, what were the musical ideas behind this song?
The musical thing got to do with an intention of mix some more traditional Mexican or Latin American music with some electronic elements. The end is result like a kind of a celebration, and the lyrics talk about, you know, about the cycles of life, about, you know, the people who lives there, the people who is not living with us anymore. And but at the end is like the intention is like to have a nice moment, an enjoying moment of the moment now that we're living in.
I really like the use of the word celebration, and I want to ask you, Quique. You know, you guys have been on a hiatus for 5 years, and a lot of people are celebrating this new Café Tacuba record. I want to ask you about that hiatus. Was it deliberate? Were you guys taking time off of each other? Were you tired of each other? What was going on?
We really needed some time. Our last record, Sino, was released in 2007. And after that, we toured about 2 years and a half. And then after that, we had our celebration, again that word, of the 20th anniversary of the group. So we toured in 20 cities all around Latin America and North American Europe. And then we had to have a sabbatical year where everyone in the group had to make their own personal projects, musical or not. This song, Pajaros, is the first track of our new record. And I think it brings the joy that get us together.
Tell us about some of those side projects that you do. You know, explain a little bit about it and then how they influence your music when you come together to make a Café Tacuba album.
In my case, I was producing some projects of new bands in here in Mexico City. One was Pellejos, which is a rock band made by visual artists who enjoy their free time making music. Other is Torre Blanca, which is a group by a singer, composer. I wouldn't call it like a pop project. It's a very
artistic
difficult way of pop. And the other project I was working in was Liber Terrans' third record. Liber was the singer of a band called Los de Abajo. I guess people in the States would recognize it because he was in the Luaca Bob, David Byrne's label. It's a very difficult way to explain what he plays. He's Balkanic, Mexican. he says he's a Norteño Gypsy.
I like that.
Artist. That sounds between Mediterranean and Baja California.
Wow, we got to listen for that. Mehmet, what about you? What have you been working on?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to work with different artists as Kike Deep, and that's the thing that, as you said, it brings to the band, to Café Tacuba, when we get together, some experiences. In my case, I worked with some band like Furlan in Mexico, like Bengala, Los Bunkers. This is a Chilean band. That they made a Silvio Rodriguez tribute, their last album, and it's a really nice interpretation of how the Silvio Rodriguez songs will sound in a rock version. Then with this Mexican artist, great artist, Natalia Lafourcade. But as I said, I don't know how it reflects in the Café Tacuba work, but I'm sure that everybody has the opportunity to work with another project. Joselo produced on several bands. Ruben has his own project called Hopo, and all those things at the end separate us from Café Tacuba in the meantime, where Café Tacuba is not working, and help us to have a big picture, and then the need to get together with the guys, with the band again, and enjoy the pleasure to be together. And that's why this album, it's a celebration after 23 years of career working together and listening to the music that it's happening. It's really a pleasure, and we are lucky to still be together. So that mainly the ambient here in the band now.
So what should we listen to next from the album?
I would recommend to listen to Aprovechate de mí. How would you traduce it?
How would you Aprovechate de mí, take advantage of me.
Nice.
Is that a love song?
It could be a love song.
It could be. Depending on the person.
Yes. Depending on the relationship.
Aprovechate de mí, de que estoy enamorado. Aprovechate que al fin te encontraste con un hombre así. Puedes hacer lo que quieras, por mi mundo de cabeza, pero sí, te aprovechas tú de mí. Me aprovecharé de ti. Aprovechate de mí, de que estoy enamorado. Aprovechate que al fin me encontraste por ahí. Solo sé. Marchate de mí. De que estoy enamorado. Aprovechate que al fin me encontraste por ahí.
April, the Mexican magazine Proceso, I wrote an article which reverberated a lot in Mexico, in which they talked about Generación Zoe, and Zoe being this kind of indie rock band. And in the article, they described a generation of music fans that don't really care about social issues, and all these bands that don't have a social stance in Mexico, which is really different from your audience and from Café Tacuba, which has always had a socio-political message. What do you think of that statement? And is your audience different right now?
I think our audience is the same that follows Zoe and their generation. If this has or not a connotation on the social issues, I really don't care. I know they care about it, but if they don't decide to bring that on the work of the band, of the music, of the spirit of working in a stage, that's right for me. We are from a different generation. We are from the early 90s, where we had the need to stand and to try to get a voice. When we started, we thought that we were not going to get an echo on the audience, but there was some people who was expecting something like what we did in music to happen, and like us or Caifanes or Maldita Vecindad, and this started to grow up, and there was a voice of Mexican music. Or and I don't know if it was a new voice, but was a something we had to get out of our bodies. I wouldn't judge them because that's the way they have to or they decide to enjoy the music is being done in Mexico.
Remember, the first album you released in 1992 was like the first shot in a revolution, a musical revolution, because musically and thematically, it challenged and changed Mexican music. 23 years later, how do you continue to find inspiration? Where do you go to keep the music fresh?
Good question. I don't know. it's just something that happens or not when we're together. And when we got together early this year, and everybody, I don't know, more or less, but each one of us probably thought, what is going to happen? I mean, are we going to you know, have the same chemistry to bring music, to bring creation, to enthusiasts or have an excitement as we did in the past. And the truth is that it happened. I don't know how or why or what are the elements. I'm sure that everybody needs to do it, has a big expectation of bringing his energy and his their songs or concepts or ideas. And that's what happened. Probably now we are more different in our lives than ever. But in the creation and in the music, we find a spot when we can really has a communion, even if sometimes the there are some big and noticeable differences in what the direction or the idea should be. But that's why Café Tacuba is what it is, because there is an eclecticity in the way each one of us see the things, and it again happens. And probably, I don't know, but I feel that now we are healthier than ever in that area, and I think it reflects into the music, or at least we are very happy with what is going on, and that's the most important thing.
Well, let's hear some more of that music. We want to play a track called Sopilote, which in Mexico and Central America means vulture. We're going to play the song and then talk to you about the lyrics in just a minute.
Lo vieron caer del cielo, bola de metal y fuego, cayó arriba y en el cerro, carne para carroñeros. Los sopilotes en círculo van, localizando el sitio fatal. Los sopilotes en círculo van, hoy de la muerte se alimentará. Los cuerpos ya chamuscados, alguno cortado en tajos, no parecen ser humanos, dijo un sopilote sabio. Los sopilotes en círculo están, nadie se atreve el primero a probar. Los sopilotes mirados están, nadie esperaba esto encontrar. Al contrario, la venera. El sopilote picoteando está, carne que tiene un sabor especial. El sopilote comienza a pensar, allá en las estrellas, ¿qué más habrá? El sopilote picoteando está, carne que tiene un sabor especial. Sopilote comienza a pensar allá en las estrellas, ¿qué más habrá? Vuelas estrellas, vamos hacia allá. Ah.
I really love this song, and the lyrics are really, really strong, and especially in the context of the violence that's happening in Mexico these days. You know, one of the most impacting lyrics that I found was "bodies that don't seem human." And I wonder, you know, a few months ago I was in Mexico City, and I sat down to talk to Javier Sicilia, and he is a very famous Mexican poet who has really become the face of the movement for peace ever since his son was quite brutally murdered. And one of the things that struck me that he said, especially coming from a poet, is que las palabras ya no alcanzan para hablar de lo que está pasando en México, that he can't write anymore because words are just not enough to describe what happened to him and what's happening to a lot of people in Mexico. So, Quique, I want to ask you, how do you make it so that music is enough?
This is not a record. Our songs don't reflect the violence and the chaos around us, but they stand of somebody who obviously is aware of that. And in a song like De Este Lado del Camino, which is our first single, when the person who sings and who stands and in the me amo, in the I love me, it's a way of trying to love ourselves and then try to change what is outside. I think this is a very good time for Mexico and for Mexicans, and we still are here. We could be in flying to other places, but we had the chance to play to other audiences in South America and in the States. But I think this is a great country, and if we change individually, we are going to change what surrounds us.
Okay, Kike, then let's hear that song, Del Otro Lado del Camino, from your new album.
De este lado del camino, sin buscar ningún destino, y aunque el trazo no es muy fino, de este lado del camino, si mi cara está arrugada, y mis manos empolvadas, no ha de ser cosa muy rara. Si mi cara está arrugada, he esperado tanto tiempo, tanto, tanto, que ahora que he llegado a mí solo quiero decir que sí. Tanto tiempo.
We asked our listeners to send us questions for you, and of course we were inundated with 100 listener questions, including applications to play with your band. But other than that, we do have some more serious questions. Manu Ramirez asks, is it important for you guys to stop touring and isolate in order to create a fresh new sound?
Yes, for sure. As we have been kind of saying, this distance and time that give us the vacations or the sabbatics or whatever we can call it from the band makes that to have the need of be back again together, the distance to realize how important in our lives the band and the relation with the rest of the guys is. We have realized that through the years, that the importance of have a separation. And then the times where we are together, we are really together. I mean, we spend months together, sleeping or eating, traveling, interviewing, playing, and we see each other more than we see our family. So it's important to have some rest of it.
Okay, Christer Shaholom, I mispronounced his name, but I'm going to try. He looks like he's from Northern Europe. He asks, will you ever sing in English?
There have been many requests about this from people who likes our music, but especially from our record label, so they can, I guess, they want to sell more records in the Anglo market. But we don't have, still we don't have the right reason to make that. We have enjoyed the music sang in English. We like a lot of artists from the States and from UK. But there's no reason to make that. Maybe we haven't found the right justification to say something to the Anglo people.
And finally, what a lot of listeners wanted to know is, what are you guys listening to now? What is like a band or some artists you would recommend?
Yes, there are some very interesting bands in Latin America that probably some people could hear. There are a really nice movement, junk movement in Chile, that there are incredible artists like Jepe is one of them, Pedro Piedra, Javier Amena, Denver, Astro, in Argentinian, Banda de Turistas, in Mexico, well, it probably is not as a new band, but Hello Seahorse, et cetera, at least at me, in one of the bands, the Anglo bands that I really enjoy to listen now, is called Tame Impala. So there are plenty of things around always.
Guys, what song do you want to end the show with today?
I think the best song to end the show would be Volcán, which is the song that the last song of our No album.
The last song of the album for the last song in the show. That's great. Meme and Kike, thanks so much for spending time with us. We realize you guys are extremely busy with your touring and the family obligations.
No, thank you, please, for the space and a big hello to everybody who has listened to this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
guys.
Very much.
Thank you. Que tú me has dado todo, todo.
que entre tus huertos había semillas que desperdicié. Y con mi canto yo te dejo este manto que te vengo a ofrecer. Queda adornado con jades de llanto, tanto te echó padecer.
We want to thank our producer, Jessica Goldstein, for her help, and we also want to thank John Riley for help in setting up Café Tacuba.
And in Mexico, we want to thank Alejandro Himmelbauer and Julian Garcia.
And thanks to all of the listeners who wrote in questions on our Facebook page. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them.
But that does remind me, listeners, join our Facebook. It's Alt Latino. We have awesome conversations, and you get to send questions to bands.
And you can follow us on Twitter.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been a really awesome Alt Latino.
Navaja de obsidiana es el silencio en mi pecho ya.